B-Pod Studios.
What day is it today?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Let's make it a great day.
It isn't Tuesday.
Wrong. Yes. It's Tuesday. Let's have a great day.
Tuesday.
Let's have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
So it's Tuesday.
Good morning. Get that coffee going and let's have a great day.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Last full day of winter.
Yay.
Yay. Spring arrives tomorrow. Yeah,
it
wasn't bad, right?
Yeah. As far as winter goes. Of course, there's a major potential for snow in the spring, but whatever.
Yes, that's okay. All right. So, the Lauren Wally Show with no Lauren, no Wally. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone. Hank Morse. Lauren's down losing golf balls. And he'll be back next week. But we got, still good stuff today. We got Grand in 60 seconds.
Yes.
With that, we're going to play coming up in about 10 minutes here. Really want someone to win $1,000.
Oh, my God. Man. That'd be nice.
I know. We're trying.
Yeah. And then we also have the 80 song of the day, which pays $1,000 a day, two times to win $500. So that's pretty good. We'll
so
tell
generous.
You. We'll tell you the song and when to be listening at 7:20 today.
That's exciting.
Yeah. What do you got coming up in like dirty laundry and stuff?
Oh,
anything good?
I really want to talk about Amy Schumer and her husband and her new Netflix special that is starts streaming today.
Yeah.
Because I love Amy Schumer, and she's having a baby, and she's got lots of stuff going on. And we're going to talk about the Sexiest Man Alive covers on People Magazine Ranked.
Oh, finally.
And I actually, my favorite one made the top 20.
Al Roker?
All right. Yeah.
I like Al Roker.
I do, too.
He's not ashamed of embarrassing situations.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about, a little after 7, those unwritten rules in life.
Yeah, I feel like they should be written down because people don't know them.
Some people might need a written copy of the unwritten rules.
Yeah.
So we got that going on.
It's National Let's Laugh Day today.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a good laugh today.
All right.
Don't listen to this show.
I don't know. We'll try to help you, but.
And there was a great return for Isaiah Thomas and a good story about his trip over to Emerson.
That was very cool to see IT. He finally got his video tribute.
He did. That was
so
nice.
Oh, good. Right. That's right, too.
Yes.
Okay.
So, anywho, all that and more.
Right all here that on and more and
Lauren
more.
Lauren and Wally. Show right here. WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone and Hank Morse. Lauren Owens is off on vacation.
Yeah.
Some guys have the life. But I just want to give a shout out to all of the students in the third grade in West Bridgewater because today is the final day of the most dreaded day in third grade, Wax Museum.
Okay, so what happens at Wax Museum?
Well, this is like their big project, and everyone in town's like, oh, third grade, ooh, Wax Museum.
Okay.
And it's, they get a historical figure related back to Massachusetts.
Oh.
And the kids have to put on a whole presentation and dress as the character, and you have,
It seems like fun.
A whole
in
presentation.
Theory.
Yeah, well, if you're the teacher coming up with it, it's like, how can we really torture these kids? But the thing about it is, the parents, like, we have to be very involved in it because, you want it to look good. You're trying
this
to help them.
This is how it starts.
Right?
You have to be involved.
This is how what starts?
The beginning of the end where you're constantly involved in your child's education. The next thing you know, you're paying somebody $500,000 to go get them into USC.
I only slipped the teacher like a grand. All right, so.
Is it about the parents or the kids?
Well, it's about the kids doing their presentation. But, there's almost like an underground, costume market.
Yes.
Like on the Facebook. Because all the fourth grade parents now are like, all right, who's got Samuel Adams? Because I've got a great costume. And so it's like. Because you have costume is a big part of it. So, Sam's wearing his tweed. He drew Alexander Graham Bell.
Good one.
We like to keep it in the family.
So we already had the suit?
No. We had to buy him a suit. Suit and beard and all the stuff, right? So we worked on it. And he's been working on it for months. And he has a nice presentation. He showed me last night. And we worked on finishing like his poster, that he has to make. They give him out this little poster. And so he did that over the weekend. So we're like, all right, we're good. He's ready to go. He's done his presentation. He has it all on his note cards. He's ready. He's got the beard. Awesome. So yesterday was the first day of Wax Museum.
So, yeah, you saw the
Sam is doing his today.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So parents started posting pictures of their Wax Museum.
Oh, God.
And with, big poster boards with displays and stuff. Well, we didn't have that. So my wife calls me before I leave work yesterday. She's like, hey. You got to stop at Staples on the way home. You're going to need this. We're going to need that. We're going to need this. So he, Sam worked on his poster presentation last night after dinner. It looks very nice. It was on the table, ready to go to school.
Yep. But starts with a trip to Staples, and the next thing you know, you're going to the
slippery
bank.
Slope.
Yes.
Slippery slope. Slippery slope. So good luck to all the kids. Good luck, Sam. And yay. Yay, Wax Museum. It's over.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell. Lauren Beckham Falcone. Hank Morse here. Lauren loses golf balls. And speaking of balls, it's basketball time.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of basketball starting. And LBF, I'm amazed. You spend a lot of time in bars and you've never...
Okay. Not sports bars.
Oh, okay. You've never filled out a bracket?
I've never filled out a bracket. I feel like I may have filled out a bracket when it comes to March Madness, like when it comes to food. You know? But a basketball one? No.
See, this is... You are the perfect person because you're the one that would win the office. You're the one that would win the office pool.
I've never done it. I don't even know how to do it. I wouldn't even know how to start.
What do you think her betting strategy would be? Would it be the records? Would it be the team name? Or would it be like the team mascots? Whatever mascot.
I'm gonna go with the
colors.
I don't
think she'd go that deep. Yeah.
The colors?
Yeah.
Not to sound like a jerk, but like, I mean, I have zero knowledge. I just know that Duke is the favorite to win, right?
They're blue and white. Do you like royal blue and white?
Yeah. So my eyes look good in that color.
Red,
so
white,
yes.
And black? That's Northeastern. They're in the dance.
Yeah, I would not check their records because that would be too smart, right? I don't want to do any research. I just want to basically guess, kind of like I did in high school. I just want to guess everything and see what happens.
That's usually why
you win.
Someone just like you is the winner. Everybody has a shot.
Is it too late for me to do it?
No, we can do it today. Maybe we'll set up one for the show.
Okay,
and we'll see who can do the best.
I'll do it. I'll try to be fun.
I was on hiatus from filling out a bracket because I was tired of coming in last in my buddy's pool every year. It really is. When you're so bad every year, year after year.
After the 10 hours of research.
So, I really felt good about it going in. And
yeah, sure.
Like, totally crushed. And I don't know. Well, you want to hear all the teams? Here. Okay. This is going to help you make your choice.
Write them down. Write them all
down. Write this down.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes, Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times Four, Bison, and Terriers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more.
Oh my God, really?
Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks, Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Two Knights, Doves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange, Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set. Fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Wow.
Got it?
Yep, got it all.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to tell you some of these rules, right?
Life's unwritten rules. Yeah. Things that people should be doing that they don't do, which is why we should write them down.
Yeah, feel free. Give us a call, 617-931-1057. If you've got something everyone should know, but they just don't do it.
Yeah, write this down. Fairly Dickinson against Prairie View A&M and Temple against Belmont. March Madness begins today. The first four.
I'm going to pick Fairly Dickinson.
And Dayton. All right.
Because Dave Falcone went there briefly.
Temple or Belmont?
Your hook.
Belmont, because I like the town.
Yeah, it's very nice.
This is how I'm picking.
Very expensive, too.
There you go.
Hey, Isaiah Thomas returned to the TD Garden with a thunderous standing ovation. His Nuggets beat the Celtics 114-105 last night. Kyrie had 30. Unfortunately, IT4 didn't score at all. Bruins begin a four-game road trip on Long Island tonight. Red Sox lost to the Twins 4-1 in Fort Myers. Opening day in 10 days in Seattle. MLB opening day is tomorrow. The Mariners and Athletics playing in Tokyo. By the way, Red Sox fans, Dustin Pedroia will open the season on the injured list, which is too bad. I'm Hank Morris. That's a look at sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, we're missing one. Lauren's on vacation. He'll be back next Monday. But you know what? There are unwritten rules in the world that need to be written down because people don't follow them. And it's one of those things that makes you crazy. For example, when you are getting on an elevator or on the T or on an airplane, the people who crowd or attempt to get on before the people get out have a special place in hell.
Right. Well, if you're ever in a situation where there's, you know, something, elevator, train, plane, whatever, that has people on it, they have to get off first.
Right. It's like math. Yeah. It's just, that's what it's makes sense. They have to leave, and then you get your place. But people don't, like, I don't understand what goes through their mind. Is it just selfishness?
Those people,
I don't know.
Yeah, deserve to be trampled by the masses.
Well, not, well, no, I don't
no,
know
they
about
do.
That's extreme. That.
No, they do,
but
because they screw everybody up.
They need, like, somebody to talk. I think they should be teaching this in school.
It was.
You mean manners?
Yeah. It is. It's basic common sense. Like, for instance, just yesterday, right, I was coming into work, and I had my hands full. Like, I had my bag over my shoulder, I had a coffee, I had some equipment, like a mic stand, I had all this stuff in my hand, and I was walking four steps behind a coworker who was walking in the door. He works down the hall.
Oh, Rich Shirton.
At another station. Rich.
Oh, the sports hub.
Perhaps you've heard of that show.
Yes.
So Rich was like four steps in front of me, and here I come, all my stuff in my hands, and I'm like, oh, door, and he did not, he could not have walked faster, and the door slammed right in my face. And then there's steps and another door.
Oh, yes.
And same thing. I'm like, oh, wait.
Was it the fact,
you know, pay attention and hold the door for people would be nice.
Did he not know you were there?
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't think there's any way. I'm struggling, and I'm like, hey, wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I find sometimes people are just not paying. Like,
head
you have
down,
to train
fast.
Yourself to look behind you when you open a door. You just have to. It's like the when you back up
it's,
a car. It's just
common
courtesy.
It's
the thing that you need to do. I don't know.
Right. There are a lot of things that you shouldn't do. Like, if somebody has one left, you don't ask for the last one. Oh, can I have that? No, it's theirs.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
theirs. I know, like, the unwritten rule of replacing the toilet paper, right? If you use the tissue box, right? If you take the last tissue, get the next one out. That's a rule in our house, which is why when I pull that last tissue out, I always tuck it back in so I don't have to get that last one. All right.
That is so lazy.
If you have
that
teenagers,
so
parents of teenagers, they oftentimes like to leave the car without gas. I'd give them the $20. Just put the gas in the car. Don't leave the gas tank empty ever.
I think a lot of them revolve around driving. We got Jeannie from Brockton. Jeannie, what's up?
I do a lot of highway driving, and my biggest peeve is that it's nighttime, and the person behind me has their high beams on.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, you got to follow the unwritten rule. If the person behind you has their high beams on, move over. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But I do hate, you know. All right, let's see what Donna in Woburn. What's up, Donna?
I hate traveling, getting stuck in traffic, and watching these people drive in the breakdown lane, just scoot all the way down, maybe 1 mile, 2 miles, and then cut back in.
Yeah.
Whoever called that, is that?
There was one, you know what, Donna, because do you ever have the person in line who just goes over to the right a little bit to block them?
Yeah, I sometimes do that.
That's me.
Listen to this, Donna. You'll appreciate this. I did that one time, right?
Yeah.
Where I blocked the guy, and I was like, all right, I'll let him go. He goes zipping by. There was a cop sitting right up ahead and pulled him over. It was the greatest,
that's
like,
the best
meshing of karma. It was great.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, so that was good.
It's kind of mean.
So, yeah, don't drive in the breakdown lane if it's not. All right, Brian. Brian from Methuen. What's up?
Good morning. So I do the block thing, too, by the way.
Yes.
But
the unwritten rules.
I do a lot of on and off ramps. And when there's two ramps emerging onto one highway lane or another lane, it should be one car for one car, like a zipper.
There you go. One for one.
That's yep.
In
one
the merging.
People
don't know
follow
how to merge.
That rule.
No.
Or yield.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Merging.
I feel like a lot of people have problems with traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic seems to be a major unwritten rule. So
yeah,
if you've got any, you know, give us a call, 617-931-1057. Do you have anything else, LBF?
My favorite one is if you're borrowing, because I really think I could probably use this. If you're borrowing something for a third time, it's time to buy one of your own.
That's a good point.
Right?
I like that too.
All right. I should write that down.
Yeah, right?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Lem is calling the Bangor Inn to inquire about getting a room when we hear...
Hello, Bangor Inn.
Yeah, howdy. I was wondering if I could get a room.
Oh, I sure. You want a room with a tub or a shower?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, with a tub, you sit down.
Oh.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. Wedding days. They're so special.
They are.
And so many things can go wrong.
Well, I just wonder, really and truly, if horrible singing can cause unconsciousness in audience members. Because
really?
That's what happened at this wedding. The bridesmaid, I assume the maid of honor just from the positioning.
Yeah.
Decided to sing a song. It's a real song.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't like an impromptu thing. I'm sure it was part of the ceremony.
That's what's so insane about it, because
really?
she had to practice this and get approval. And during the song, the best man face planted. And we have the audio.
Oh, all
Let's
right.
Let's hear it.
So this is during the ceremony. They're standing at the altar.
Wait.
Yes.
Hold on to something first, because I don't want any listener to pass
out.
Hold on,
in case this does cause people to pass out. Here we go.
To love you.
Oh my God.
I get to love you.
Water? Water.
Yeah.
Now,
oh my goodness.
We're going to put this video on WROR.
So.
People are rushing around him now.
Yeah.
It's a wedding.
I am not sure. It looks hot. Like, I've been to weddings in Texas. It looks like Texas hot.
It looks Texas hot. It also looks as though they may have had a couple of drinks before the ceremony. You say so.
Dehydration,
maybe. Yes. Because also when they hauled the guy away, he had kind of...
It was a very Star Is Born.
Yeah,
oh,
Star Is Born moment.
Star Is Born.
But I think that happens. That can happen when you pass out.
Sure. Yeah. But you know.
I don't know, but he knocked two teeth out, which is terrible. I mean, he didn't even break his... I've never seen anybody pass out.
So on his
I've
face.
Only seen it like on TV, and that's
I've
like...
I've done that.
You've done that face
sure.
planted? And Pat, like, no, you didn't break your fall with your arms or anything?
My face.
Did you lose your teeth?
No.
Wow.
No, I have great big lips.
I do have a question, though.
It's like an airbag.
Once they cleared him out, did she finish the song?
I hope not.
Hopefully
for the love
not.
Of God.
But actually, you know what? I just really want to hear that in slow motion.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
I get to love.
You are a sicko.
I don't know what sounded worse.
Water.
This is why I think they were drinking.
Why?
Because the other groomsmen didn't react.
Oh, no, they didn't. They just
they
stood
just
there.
They just stood there like, whoa, look at Billy. Like, so that's... What is that song supposed to sound like?
Oh, that song?
I mean, she seemed like she was very emotional. It was a very emotional time.
Well,
she,
it sounds... It
did you have...
Sounds, I have a little bit. Here you go. Ready?
I get to love you.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's the best thing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Yes.
I should have played that version.
Everybody, just hydrate before you sing or stand up for somebody getting married.
Okay.
All right.
Always hire a DJ. Like, yeah. Of course.
That's a very good point, Hank. Hire a professional.
Please do. So.
All right. Coming up, your 7:45 Dirty Laundry.
People's Sexiest Men Alive ranked. We have the top. Oh. Well, there's 20.
Finally.
And then there's the bottom. And I actually guessed the second from the bottom. Can you guess the second from the bottom?
Who's the worst cover?
Yes.
Al Roker. No.
No, I don't think. I'm not sure he ever got
the cover.
Yeah.
All right.
That's coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's that time of day again.
Yep.
7:45 Dirty Laundry, brought to you by Citizens Bank. We've got some Amy Schumer, Julia Roberts information, not together, separate, but okay. They sound like the dating. Yeah,
okay.
No. But first, let's discuss the sexiest man alive, People magazine covers ranked. Because I love it when people do this. It reminds me of my favorite ones. Now, I have to say, once anybody says to me, People magazine, sexiest man alive cover, I always, and it's because I was at like an impressionable age, I always think of Mark Harmon. But I think the reason that I think of Mark Harmon is that he was playing Ted Bundy in a miniseries at the time, and then they named him the sexiest man alive, which felt funny in my body. And I was like, why is this happening?
Well, that's happening again right now.
Exactly. Isn't it
what
so
defines
weird?
Sexy yeah. to you?
For me,
feathered hair.
No, I know. Nowadays, Idris Elba. That's the definition
of
sexy.
Well, he was last year's, right?
Yes, he was last year's, and he came in number 4.
Ooh,
I think that he right behind Dwayne the Rock Johnson, who's number 5. Number 3.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, 2008.
Okay.
I really like Hugh Jackman. Now, you know I binge-watched Les Mis this weekend because it was the play at
Canton High School.
He's
a song and dance man, but he's also a superhero.
I know, but I like the song and dance, Hugh.
Yeah.
Of course I do. I forgot. I'm talking about me. Yeah. Okay. Chris Hemsworth is number 2 in 2014.
Yeah. The Hemsworth boys are good-looking fellas.
But number 1.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, 2010.
Huh.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. That is, George Clooney was the only guy to make the top 20 twice, and he in 1997 and in 2006.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good separation.
And my boy Mark Harmon,
yeah,
coming in at number 20, 1986.
All right. Who was last on the list?
Well, what's second to last, I guessed.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Harry Hamlin from 1987.
That really good hair, Harry
he
Hamlin.
He does, and he still does because he's married
Lisa
to Lisa.
Rinna.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Actually, number 3 was Tom Cruise from 1990. It's kind of, that's surprising to me. But dead last, Nick Nolte, 1992. Now, I have to tell you, I have to stick up for Nick Nolte because this was his, when he was in The Prince of Tides. And he was like, he peaked. He's like, it was before the crazy mugshot and like kind of after Rich Man, Poor Man.
Yeah.
So like,
it was a sweet spot.
And he was really good looking and troubled in that movie. So it made him better looking.
Yeah. Well, in that vein, I think. This year, I think it's going to be Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
He's won it before, but clean shaven. Now he looks more like Nick
Tanned
Nolte.
Tanned and like leathery.
Yeah.
Poor Nick Nolte.
Tanned and
that
leathery.
That mugshot, that's like the image of a whole generation. And
that's a great mugshot.
A good guy, funny guy.
Know, it's one of the best.
It's go big or go home. I like it. He's just like, you know what? He's going to make this mugshot memorable.
Yeah.
And that's what you should do. Okay.
Always make your mugshots memorable.
Amy Schumer, but this is what you should be watching on Netflix tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Her Netflix special, Amy Schumer Growing, she knows she's having a baby, is starting to stream today. What's really interesting is she addresses her marriage. She's married to Chris Fisher, who's from The Vineyard. He's a chef. And she talks about how he is on the autism spectrum. He was diagnosed with Asperger's. And she says that's why she fell in love with him. She says, quote, once he was diagnosed, it dawned on me how funny it was because all the characteristics that make it clear that he's on the spectrum are all of the reasons that I fell madly in love with him. That's the truth. He says whatever's on his mind, he keeps it so real he doesn't care about social norms or what you expect him to say or do.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's a great love story. And I think that people expect, People have differences, and sometimes they make you love them, and that's what happens. Look at Dave Falcone.
He's a chef?
No. Yeah, kind of. Anyway. Julia Roberts, she does not think, and I think she might be right, you could make Pretty Woman now. I don't think you should have made Pretty Woman
then,
if you think about it. I mean, I love that movie, but when Lucy watches it, I'm like,
Well, she even says, like, just think about, like, the pitch of the movie. Like, you know, all right, so what's your idea?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we got.
And then she said a lot has changed in the industry, and there's so many things you could poke a hole in.
Yeah.
She also said she didn't want to do Notting Hill because she just said it sounded horrible. She said, I did not want to do that movie. Do you want to come in and play the world's biggest star and then fall in love with the bookshop owner? No. But she's so glad she did it because she really liked the guys who were making it.
Is that what happens in that movie?
Oh yeah! Spoiler alert.
Could Robert Kraft play Richard Gere in that movie?
Oh God, no! Oh, I really can. We keep Robert Kraft out of every conversation. How can you? Going forward? You know what? I am able to do it.
Yeah,
been 2 weeks.
Okay, well, they.
All right. Thanks. So anyway, there's that.
The dirty laundry got even dirtier right there at the end, didn't it?
Threw an extra pair of dirty pants in
there. All right.
Oh.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy, it's time for Grand in 60 Seconds. Should we go to the phone and see who's going to play today?
Yes.
All right, let's meet Diane Perito from Malden. Diane, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
All right, Diane, you think you're ready?
Seem energetic and awake.
yes, I am awake.
All right, Diane, what do you do?
I'm actually in education. I'm a curriculum coordinator.
Oh,
super smart.
Molding young minds.
Yes, we are, for science, engineering, technology, and math.
STEM. All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know a lot of stuff then, so you should be pretty good. Do you play along every day?
When I listen on the radio sometimes when I get in here, I do listen, but not always. I don't get it all the time.
That's okay. Right. All the questions are different
listening
anyway.
On the radio is the best way to do it. Okay. Here's what's going to happen, Diane.
Go ahead.
LBF has 10 questions crafted for you. You have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can pass if you're not sure of an answer, and we'll come back to it, but you don't want to pass too many because you've only got the 60 seconds, and if you get all 10 correct within the 60 seconds, you'll get $1,000 from Century Bank. All right? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. LBF, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play Grand in 60 Seconds. Go.
Spell dog.
Oh, pass.
What's 7 plus 14?
21.
What Mexican spirit is made from the agave plant?
Tequila.
What's the capital of Colorado?
Denver.
What company created the video game The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, pass.
What dolls from Babyland General Hospital came with a birth certificate and adoption papers?
Cabbage Patch.
Who played Wanda in A Fish Called Wanda?
Oh, pass.
What diet program was promoted by Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York?
Pass.
What band's third album was Slippery When Wet?
Oh my God, I gotta pass.
What does the prefix pseudo mean?
Oh.
Spell dog.
No pass.
What company created the video game The Legend of Zelda?
Okay. Okay, all right.
Oh God.
Okay. Well.
Well, you passed on a lot.
You got half of them right. And you got half of them passed.
Yes. So that's, you know, but here, like,
number
again,
one is the most concerning to me.
D-A-double-G.
Spell dog. D-O-G.
Oh, you said spell.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering if you heard me correctly because I was a little bit.
You really had us worried there, Diane.
Okay. So here, this is the part of the program where we get to learn some stuff. What company created the video game The Legend of Zelda? Nintendo. Good job on Cabbage Patch Kid, by the way. The person who played Wanda in A Fish Called Wanda, Jamie Lee Curtis. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, promoted Weight Watchers.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
And the band's
that
third...
That doesn't count.
What band's third album was Slippery When Wet? Bon Jovi. But you did a good job.
Were you
going
to say that, too?
It was a lot of fun.
Good. Oh, good. I'm glad you had a lot of fun. I'm glad that you know how to spell dog. Not that, you know, it's okay if you don't. But
I thought you said, who was Snell's dog? I'm like, who the heck is Snell?
Well, yeah, that would be a tougher question. All right, well, Diane, don't worry because everyone goes away with something here, and we have a great consolation prize for you. A family four-pack of passes to check out New England's greatest hot rod show at Boston's Town Fair Tire, World of Wheels. March 22nd through the 24th at the Seaport World Trade Center, plus... How's your car looking? We've got a big book of Scrub-A-Dub The Works car washes for you.
Wow.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, guys.
I'm sure you can use those. All right?
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Diane.
Continue molding the young minds of America. Thank you, Diane. And if anyone else would like to play, you can register right now. Enter to be a contestant at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. And I rely on technology quite a bit.
Yeah, me too.
I like to try to do everything from my phone.
Yeah, well, it's ruining us.
Yeah.
like it's really ruining us.
I had a feeling that was happening.
We're forgetting things, basic things, things that we always normally remember. Like, and I feel like passwords are hard to remember because people always want to steal your identity. You make them more complicated and you have to update them.
Right. And then there's those sites that, like, you can't use any of your past, like, 10 passwords or something. You gotta come up with a whole new thing.
I could be disturbed at how many times I get an email saying you've asked to reset your password.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put that aside. The other stuff that's kind of scary is that you forget other people's phone numbers. Totally true.
Yes.
I mean, I knew my friend Melissa Kramer's phone number from the time I was 15 until the time I was 35. 40, and now I can't remember it.
That's Eddie Moyer, 781-395-3251.
Oh, see, that's good. See? You mustn't use your phone a lot.
He's got a very good memory.
Yes, he does. How to spell certain words.
Yeah.
Because you just, like, autocorrect is killing our brains and our ability to actually spell them from memory.
I noticed that more than any other thing, spelling.
Spelling, and I find directions, just because I always kind of, you know, throw ways on when we're going places, mostly because I like to know when we're going to get there.
Yes. And yeah, it's not like and I like to go through rich neighborhoods.
Even,
sometimes it takes me through.
Even if it's somewhere I know where I'm going, sometimes I'll be like, oh, it wants to take us this way. Well, let's just follow the device and let's see where it takes us.
Do you know Dave and Kate's phone numbers by heart without going into your phone and their cell phone numbers?
Yes, because I have to write it down on all the forms that I have to fill out.
I have to think about it.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we were one digit for about 10 years, and then she changed the number.
Oh, no.
It took me a year and a half to remember.
Neither of us, and my kids get marked down on this at school when they kind of go over your basic information, because they're like, well, Sam doesn't know his phone number. I'm like, I don't know our phone number.
You know, so it's phone numbers, other people's phone numbers, how to write legibly, especially young people. Cody, I'm talking to you. He writes like has a handwriting of a serial killer.
Yep.
And how to do basic math.
There's still time.
You know what's really weird? Is that I forget all these things, but I never forget my American Express number because I'm always having to use it to buy things like on the phone.
That's messed up.
Isn't that messed up? So there's bandwidth there. It's just not for the useful stuff. I'm not going to say it.
What's the little code on the back of the card? Asking
I
for
remember
a friend.
That.
Wow.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm not completely messed up.
Yeah, but you're well on your way. All right, thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. And LBF, you're going to scare me?
Yes. The new Stephen King movie is apparently so scary. All the people at Southwest are freaking out about it. Like in a good way.
Pet Sematary.
Sometimes dead is better.
The old one freaked me out enough.
Oh, it really did. It's terrible. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
Pet Sematary stars John Lithgow. Mm-hmm. It's a story about a doctor in Maine who moves his family to a little, like a rural county, but they have a very busy highway. The trucks. It's a truck route. And I'm not going to give away anything, but bad things happen. And beyond that little house that they live in is a cemetery where they can bury things and they come back.
Yeah.
And the book is so fantastic. It's like one of the best reads, Stephen King reads, you'll ever have. Now, the film that was in the 80s or early 90s freaked everybody out, but it wasn't particularly good. I mean, I don't know. It's not elevated to like one of the scariest movies you'll ever see. It's just the little cheese factor.
Yeah.
Some pretty horrible things happen on a staircase, though.
I hate that.
But anyway.
Ow.
So,
ow.
They screened it on Saturday at South by Southwest, and the critics went nuts on Twitter. Pet Sematary is vicious, and I loved it. Super brutal visuals, and was thrilled to see Widmer and Kolsch fully embrace the deeply unsettling themes of mortality from the book. And wow, Jette Lawrence is she plays the little girl Ellie. They really pushed it with this adaptation, and it worked for me big time. And then somebody called it a hoot and a half. Super dark, twisted, gory, and surprisingly funny. Can't say anything else because there's lots of swear words in that one. Holy hell, not only does it greatly improve upon the original film, but manages to reach Kubrick Shining level heights. I was terrified, blown away, and impressed. So I'm excited. This is going to be released in, I think, mid-April in the United States.
Perfect for April vacation with the kids.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, for me, I love Stephen King books. I can't usually watch the films because the gore freaks me out.
So it's rated R because of the gore?
Oh, it's rated R because of the themes. Like, it's terribly unsettling. It's like about It's about some, like, people, you know, you want somebody to come back from the dead, but no, you don't. It's zombie-esque.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not like out of this world. It's like rural Maine.
If you watched that, if you saw the movie, would it make you dream? Would you have horrible dreams afterward?
I would feel sick because of that. Yeah, I would feel sick. But yeah, I'd probably have a couple of nightmares, and I also wouldn't get a pet.
Okay.
Wow. There are nightmares.
Well, thank you. All right, well, coming up, we're going to tell you how Taco Bell hot sauce...
This is amazing.
Can save your life.
It's crazy. Twice in a row.
It's not a coincidence, then. Coming up next, right here, Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Taco Bell's at it again, Hank?
Yes, LBF was correct. He said Taco Bell's hot sauce is really like a lucky rabbit's foot.
It is.
And that you really needed to have it. And this is why. About 2 weeks ago in Oregon, remember the guy was stuck in his car for 5 days after that huge snowstorm?
Yep. Yeah.
He survived on 3 packets of Taco Bell hot sauce.
That's amazing.
It is, really. And then what do you put on that? But then recently in Orlando, in Winter Haven, Florida, it used to be the Red Sox spring training home many, many years. The 77-year-old couple, they pull out. He puts his car in drive instead of reversed, and he crashes. You know they have the cement post right out in front? He runs over the cement post.
A bollard.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Crosses right through the front of the store into the dining room about 10 feet where a guy is sitting.
Oh.
But he has just gotten up to go get more Taco Bell hot sauce
I'm
for his meal.
I'm telling you, that's amazing.
He wasn't hurt. They weren't seriously hurt. The guy didn't have a scratch.
Taco Bell saves the day.
Taco Bell saves the day. You just don't know. Don't question it.
It's the Mighty Mouse of hot sauces.
You know, you just don't question it. It's like a superpower.
I don't know. Every day, my son Sam wants to go to Taco Bell.
I'm going
to
go. Like maybe my luck will change.
You better take him.
Thanks, Hank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.